Indeed, a very good question that Jesus ends our gospel with. We should reflect on. When the Son of Man comes again, will he find faith on earth? Think about how in this post-Christian society we live in a society that is becoming less and less Christian, less and less following God, believing in God, and not following his ways. In this post-Christian society that we live in, when the Son of Man comes, again, will he find faith on earth? Will he find faith in your heart, in my heart? Think about your family members. Perhaps some of them have fallen away from God and his church. Will he find faith among them? Your co-workers, your classmates, your neighbors. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? So what is faith? What does it mean to have faith, to live by faith? Faith is more than just believing that God exists. Faith is more than just coming to Mass and doing spiritual things. So what does it mean to live by faith? I remember I was reflecting on this question, and I remembered a line from the movie Rudy from a long time ago, if you saw it. The priest from Notre Dame told Rudy, "I know two absolute undeniable facts. One, there is a God, and two, I'm not him." There is a God, and I'm not him. Indeed, there is a God. To have faith means there is a God who created the human life, who created heaven and earth, who created all that we see, all the beauty, all the goodness that we see, that we experience, was created by God, who is beauty and goodness in himself. That he created all things to reflect his goodness. That God wishes to reveal himself to you and I and every creation, all creation, every creature, every human being can know him. Can know him. And so through all the creation that he created, we are able to know him. But even more so that it is all-powerful God. It's all-powerful, loving God, all-knowing God. He is that. But more than that, he is personal, who has come down to earth, come down so you and I can know him. St. John says, to know Jesus is salvation. To know him. How blessed we are with the gift of being able to know him, who has revealed himself to us. But yet, how many people don't know him? Fail to really believe in God, who is all-knowing, all-powerful, but yet is personal as well. So to believe in God means we know God exists, that there is a God, who, as I said, is all-knowing, all-loving, all-powerful, and very personal to you and I. But secondly, we have to know, for those who have lived by faith, have to know that we're not him. This means that there is needs to be some kind of submission of our life, of our power, of our control to him. It means that we believe that he is all-powerful, he is all-knowing, He is all loving, and we are not. So there needs to be some kind of submission, some kind of surrendering of our authority to His lordship. So I ask you, have you surrendered your life to Him? Have you surrendered your authority to Him, whom you believe, we believe, is all-knowing, all-powerful, all-loving? And yet we also know it is so difficult to live by faith at all times. Especially in our gospel, where Jesus uses this parable of this persistent widow, praying, asking, begging, consistently, all the time. Indeed, it is hard to have faith, especially when God seems to be not answering, when we have to keep asking, keep asking, keep begging. And we wonder where God is. Why isn't He answering our prayers? Why isn't He doing what we want Him to do? As I thought about that and reflected on why perhaps God doesn't seem to answer our prayers and forces us to pray persistently, to ask persistently, consistently. Why? Why does God do that? I think there's two main reasons. One, because God wants us to have faith in Him. So often, I think people can pray and ask for things, but not really believe God Himself. They're just asking God who they don't know who else to ask. So they ask God, if you exist, help me in this situation. I need you here. But they don't really know Him. They don't really believe in Him. They just kind of want their prayer answered. But God wants to know us. Well, He knows us, and He wants us to know Him, to have faith in Him, that He is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving. So sometimes He doesn't answer our prayers the way we want Him to, or the way we want Him to, because He is causing us to have faith in Him, to have trust that we surrender the inability to save ourselves, the inability to help ourselves out of this situation, causing us to trust in His power, in His love. Secondly, for those that live by faith, God seems to be silent at times and doesn't answer our questions when we want, as we want, because he's asking us, wanting us to grow in faith, not just to have faith, but to grow deeper in faith. That when He doesn't answer our prayers, we have a choice. Are we going to give up, stop praying, stop turning to Him, and just find our own way out? Or are we going to have faith? Are we going to trust that He is present? He is all-knowing, all-powerful, all-loving. Are we going to, and the more that we do, the more we really live by faith, and then keep praying, keep asking, keep trusting. When we keep trusting and live by faith, then God helps us grow in faith and works powerfully in our lives, according to His will, according to His time, according to His way. And we know, you and I, you don't know, for those who are living but by faith and truly striving to grow in faith, we know that following God's will, God's timing for our lives is always better than we think ourselves. But when we live by that truth, amazing things happen. When we live by faith, amazing things happen. And so, I ask you in this week to think about when the Son of Man comes again, will He find faith on earth? Will He find faith in your heart? Will He find faith in the lives of your, the hearts of your family members, your neighbors, your co-workers? Will He find faith on earth? He will. If we live by faith ourselves, and if we share our faith with others, we share what God has done and is doing in our lives. How good it is when we surrender our lives to His control. We let Him have the authority. How much better our lives in their being. When we share that truth with others, then He will find faith on earth.